Okay, the recording is on.
So I apologize for that interruption.
Recording in progress.
My computer crashed and we just had to restart it, so I apologize if there was a delay. Through the chair, if you don't mind, I would like to restart my staff presentation.
Please.
Thank you. So as I was saying prior to my computer crashing, the last spring staff requested direction from the commissioners regarding the possibility of hiring a consultant to update all of the municipal service reviews and sphere of influences for the fire protection districts within Siskiyou County. It's something that is supposed to be done every 5 years. The last time it was done for all except for South Wairika Fire Protection District was 2006. South Wairika had theirs done just a couple years ago, and that was internally by staff. However, due to the fires, staff requested direction, and the direction that staff was given was to submit an RFP to determine if there was a consultant who would be able to take this project on. So since that time, we had 5 different fires that had evacuations over the summertime, and unfortunately, I also work the Emergency Operations Center, so I was not able to get to it this summer. And then we also had staff turnover in the planning department, where the planning director, if you notice, is no longer here. We have a new one. And so this fall, I was doing a couple other jobs. And so at this point, it wasn't until December that I was able to get the RFP out. Once the RFP was submitted, we only had one response to that RFP. It was by a company that seems to do fire evaluations quite regularly. However, they do not have LAFCO experience. They had been under contract with another county within California's LAFCO to do the exact same thing, to update their municipal service review and fire protection districts. And I spoke with them back in November, the county, not the company, and they said that they were already delayed with their project that had just started about 8 months prior, and they probably were about 2 months behind, and that they were having some communication difficulties with the company. And last week I called or emailed and requested that they give me a little bit of an update now that it had been 2 months further, and they called me back and said that they had actually released them from the contract. So I'm proposing that we send this RFP out for a second round to see if we can't get additional companies, to see if we can't find somebody who perhaps has a little bit of LAFCO experience. That's where we're at right now.
Okay. Commissioners, do you have questions? I know I do. Go ahead, please.
I guess, was it Kern County that they were under contract with?
No. So Kern County, the example, that was the one that the consultant submitted as an example of firework. That is not LAFCO. That is just a county itself analysis of their services.
Which county was the one that... they were contracted to do
it. It was Contra Costa.
Okay. Some other questions?
Jennifer?
It was...
it's not that important.
Yeah, it's... yeah, I'm sorry, it must be... I've talked to a few of them, but I
thought it was Santa Clara, but maybe. It was a Bay Area.
One of those.
Another question is... I know that the comprehensive work hasn't been done since 2006, but is the plan moving forward to stick with the 5-year updates then?
That is a statute that's required.
Yeah.
So
we're out of compliance, right?
Yes, okay. We are absolutely out of compliance with that. So the plan is to continue to update them every 5 years at a minimum in accordance with the state law.
And will those updates require getting a consultant in to do that, or is it going to be, I just don't understand the scale of the work and what the capacity is.
So that would be up to the commission to determine if that's something that you would like to be done internally or through a consultant.
So following up on that, the rationale would be using the consultant now, and we haven't done it in forever, might be a good baseline, and then we could take it in-house subsequently, hopefully?
That's correct.
depending on staffing because we're a little short right now.
Was this the Center for Public Safety Management LLC, was this one of the firms that you had reached out to?
Yes.
For directly?
Yes, and okay. The reason they were added to the consultant list is because they were under contract with that other county specifically for the exact same project that we were wanting them to do.
And question about the proposal fee was $125,000. It's been a while since I've looked at the budget for LAFCO. Was that within what was expected?
Yes, actually, I believe the other county, they actually in their RFP proposed a fee of $125,000, so $110,000 for our county, which while it is smaller in population, we actually have quite a few different districts. I thought that was a good price for the product that
it's
they would have, that we would have needed to get out of them.
Okay. Commissioner?
Yeah, through the chair, did you, and I was here when we did the last municipal review. I don't recall it being that expensive. Did you happen to look, not that it's comparing apples and oranges, but what the cost was? I want to say like $50,000 back then.
So, are you talking about the city MSR?
The fire district MSR.
Oh, so the fire district one was down in 2006, and I could not find any records on costs. I don't believe it was anywhere near that.
Yeah.
Anywhere close to what we currently.
Okay. And what is our current budget for LAFCO right now? What's in the coffers right now for the LAFCO?
What is the budget looking like? I think we have about 200 something thousand in our budget. Coming up soon, we will be discussing that at a couple of future meetings, so we will be able to discuss it a little bit further and probably have a line item in our actual budget to for this project as well. But
okay, because that'll take a pretty good hit.
Yes.
With this, and so you know, what's the effect after? What's next in queue that we need to do?
The next thing that we would need to do would be to update the city. The city MSRs and SOIs, which we just finished, I believe it was actually just last year, or was it the year before?
That dragged on, if I recall.
That one dragged on, so we were late in getting it finalized, but we have another 4 years before we need to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Questions?
Yeah, their proposal was sounded wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot of really super duper qualified people, but it doesn't sound like they can do what we want them to do. So, they're not what we need, apparently. But it also doesn't sound like with the 26 requests that we sent out, we didn't get anything back that we needed. So that's a problem. Do you have another list that you can utilize to send back out another request?
I can do more inquiries amongst the other LAFCOs to see if they have any other suggestions. I know that Chief Bernie Paul mentioned a particular company, which was actually the one that did the original one back in 2006. And I don't remember if that company was on our list or not. I believe it was, but what he was going to do is because at the time that I spoke with him, we hadn't gotten a response yet. He was going to directly contact that company and gauge their interest. The other thing that I was going to do was just resend it out to those same companies because honestly, this RFP went out mid-December and the deadline was mid-January.
Yeah, sure.
So between the holidays and the Omicron onset, it probably was not a good time for staffing. So I'm hoping that if we do it outside of the holiday season, we may get additional responses.
That makes sense. Is there an option of breaking it up in any way to have two different companies work on it, one for the LAFCO aspect versus one for the technical aspect of fire and all the other stuff like this one company wanted to do to try to make it work?
Yeah, so I'm willing to work with the commissioners on putting an RFP out for whatever it is that you guys would like for me to try. LAFCO is pretty specific, and it has very detailed requirements that I think that an analysis like this company has done in the past, it would be beneficial, especially since the direction that we had in the RFP was to analyze the possibility of merging districts and combining services, which is something that I think that they would likely be able to give us some recommendations on. However, it's the whole LAFCO side of things, the statutory requirements that need to be included in the municipal service review, that it sounds like from speaking with the other county that they had some problems with.
Can I ask a question regarding that?
Yeah.
So does the information that's provided to both of these entities, the sphere of influence and the municipal service review, do they overlap in the information they're asking for, in which case we'd be paying double? So that's, I'd like to avoid that. And does your bid system, is it by invitation only, or is it a generic that just saturates the market?
So you're talking about the RFP?
Yes, ma'am.
So the RFP was directly submitted to specific consultants that had some sort of experience related to this, but it was also posted on the county's LAFCO webpage, so it's open to any particular company that happens to see it.
Oh, both. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hmm. I have another question.
Okay.
Okay, on timing, I guess, when would you get the RFP out, and would it make sense to wait any, just considering that, Haley, you're onboarding and new-ish, and is there any strategy, you know, in terms of timing, either related to budget or staff?
So when we put the RFP out, unlike the other county who did this project, we did not specify a budget. We just left it unaddressed so that they could come up with their own particular costs. I didn't want to say 125 like the other county did and then have them say, well, it's only going to cost us 100, but we'll say 125 since that's what their budget is. So I didn't want to go that route because of that reason. Timing-wise, the previous RFP, we allowed them a month to respond, and that was the only single response that we got. We would do something similar. However, I know that when the city MSR and SOI project went out, they only got two responses, and then they actually kept calling the consultants and bugging them to try to get one of them to respond. So if we end up in a similar situation, I believe that that's the route that we would take at this time and try. The goal is to try to get you guys at least three different companies who would be willing to take this project on.
So is it fair to say that you're going to leave it open until filled, basically?
No, we would have a closing date of the RFP. It's been my experience that RFPs tend to get all of the responses right at the end of the deadline. So I wouldn't leave it open.
Okay. And I do have another question. I know all of these timelines that were presented are way off now, but on one portion here it says something about conduct up to three public TAC workshops on LAFCO's countywide fire service review. My question is, are the commissioners required to be there? I would like to be there. I'm not trying to get out of it.
No, it would not be something that the technical advisory committee would be largely composed of fire chiefs and perhaps people from CAL FIRE and potentially people from the commission, but it's not something that would be considered a requirement.
Okay.
However, having some commissioners on that committee would be a good idea, I believe.
Are there any other questions? Okay, I'd like to open it to public comment, please.
If you would like to speak on this item, please raise your hand and unmute. Seeing none.
It's Phil's hand.
Is that a hand?
It's a hand in his hair.
Oh.
That's a cursor.
Oh, that's a cursor.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, please.
Yes.
To extend?
To extend the RFP.
I will make that motion to extend the RFP.
And a second?
I'll second.
So who are we going to go with for my minutes?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. All right, all in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. At this point, it's items for discussion and direction to staff. Is there anything that we haven't already discussed that we need staff to do?
Through the chair, I believe there's agenda item 4 under new business.
I'm done.
Just kidding.
You're such a rebel.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Item number 4, reposting and renotice of vacancy of member at large commissioner position. Potential action. Staff?
So as some of you may recall, we have a vacant position on the LAFCO board or on the LAFCO commission. It's the member at large public member. We right now have Ms. Harkness as the alternate member at large, and we have tried twice to attract people to the actual position, not the alternate position, and we have had some inquiries, but nobody has actually submitted a letter of interest to us. So at this time, we would like to have direction on reposting that or not.
Does it require a motion, or can we just say, yes, go out there?
I would make it a motion. Sorry, and for everybody who doesn't know, sorry I walked in late. I'm Bill Carroll from the County Council's office. I'm sort of the unofficial advisor to LAFCO. I'm not technically appointed as counsel, but Ms. Jarrett and I often work together. And in the sense that County Council has advised LAFCO in the past, I'm standing in that role. So. Anyways, that's who I am, Bill Carroll from County Council's office, and I would make that my motion.
All right. So after staff, commissioner questions, and then I'll open it to public comment. If we vote on it, we have to open it to public comment. No questions? Okay. Please open to comment.
If you'd like to speak on this item, please unmute and raise your hand. Seeing none.
Okay. I'll take a motion.
Move to repost.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All in favor, none. Any opposed? Motion carries. Are we done? Okay. All right, is there any other discussion or direction for staff? Or LAFCO?
I have a quick question. Since it's been some time since we've met, Dunsmuir City Council has passed an item regarding South Dunsmuir Sewer Improvement District. Mm-hmm. And the way it's worded, I think we've done maybe as many as 5 of them, but I remember 2 occasions, and it said it was going to go to LAFCO next. And I'm just wondering if that's something we need to address here, or is that like automatically taken care of?
We can discuss it here. That's not a problem. So, previously, probably around 2015, 2016, it was out of area service agreements, which I believe you're referring to. Mm-hmm. Those were reviewed by LAFCO commissioners, but around 2015, 2016, the executive officer at the time actually proposed that that be something that the executive officer can approve because they're fairly ministerial in nature. If you meet certain requirements, then you can, according to LAFCO code, you can get an out-of-area service agreement so that you have sewer or water, even if you're not within that city's boundaries. We, in this past year, 2021, we have had one applicant who, or one property owner who had three different properties that they proposed. And then this fall, we had two more properties that wanted to get their service as well. The three that had the same property owner are done. They have had their projects finaled on the LAFCO side. On the other two, once the application came to us from the city of Dunsmuir, those, if you may recall, which I'm not sure if you were at the meeting, one of the previous items for direction was whether or not to require indemnification agreements for from our applicants. So since out-of-area service agreements technically have an applicant of the city, in this case the city of Dunsmuir, we requested that they indemnify Siskiyou LAFCO. There was quite a lengthy discussion between the city and LAFCO council regarding that indemnification agreement, where the city did not want to or did not feel that it was necessary. And following direction from LAFCO, we told them that we could not proceed until it was done. However, we came to a compromise where instead of actually doing an indemnification agreement, we had them sign a letter stating that should Siskiyou LAFCO be sued because of that project, and if they chose to not represent LAFCO as far as financially, they would we would have the option to rescind their project. And that's finally the compromise that the city and Siskiyou LAFCO came to. Since those letters were signed for both of those two projects, one has been completed. The other one, we're still waiting on the property owner to sign an annexation waiver. We cannot proceed because that's one of the ministerial items that has to be done prior to approval of the project.
Thank you so much. I was just making sure that they were continuing with their processing.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else? Okay, the last item is future meetings and correspondence, and anything on those two items?
Through the chair, I actually have an item for discussion. The question has arisen regarding the timing of our LAFCO meetings due to a potential conflict between the Transportation Commission and the LAFCO commissioners. We do have a couple of people on the commission that are in both, and the transportation meeting happens at 3 o'clock on the same days that the LAFCO meetings happen. So if our meetings ever run late, there would be a time conflict. It's been proposed that we perhaps move the meeting to slightly earlier. I know that our clerk, Janine, has contacted quite a few of you regarding the possibility of even changing the days. And it seems like this particular day, the second Tuesday of the month, works for most people, but we are perhaps wanting to move it to just a little bit earlier so that should our meetings run a little late, that they wouldn't have a conflict.
Commissioners, any comments?
You think like 1 o'clock instead of two?
Yes.
That would work.
Okay. I have a standing board meeting from 11 to 1 on the second Tuesday, so that would be, as long as I could Zoom from my car, you know. But yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do.
So
it's not ideal.
How about 1:30?
I have no opinion on this. I'm fine with whatever time.
1:30 would be a lot better for me.
Let's go with 1:30.
Through the chair, Bill, I don't know if you want to speak on that, but you can't do Zoom. Remember?
No, I would be here in person.
Oh, you mean Zooming board. In your car? Oh, like
no,
Zooming?
No,
oh.
The board meeting that I have that butts up against this is remote. It's a Zoom.
Oh, I apologize. So. I misunderstood you. Never mind.
Do you need a vote on this or just a consensus?
I don't know, actually. Council?
It's pretty important. Maybe just ask everyone to say aye if they agree and no if they don't.
And the consensus is?
1:30.
1:30?
Aye.
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 We're good.
All right, thank you.
Nothing else? Rachel, any more comments?
No, thank
staff
you.
Report? Okay. Commissioners, a report? Anybody? Well, if there's nothing else to be said, I'm going to close the meeting and thank you for attending.